single soul. Reaching a further and stepping in closer.
Blessings to each of you, wherever you're listening to this program. It's a blessing to be sharing the Word of God with you today. My name is Pastor Luis Morales, and this portion of the Bible, Malachi chapter 3, verse 7 through 12, is one of my favorites. As an introduction of what I want to share with you today, we find the people of Israel where God approaches them and tells them, hey, for your information, I want to let you know that I have cursed you. And Israel goes, what have we done wrong? I don't know if you've gone through in your life sometime you've made a mistake and you feel that God is not happy with you and you don't know what you did. Well, Israel is acting the same way. And God tells them, hey, you have robbed me. And Israel is kind of saying, how? And God, he doesn't just tell them you have robbed me, but at the same time, he gives them a solution. He says, comply with this, and instead of being cursed, I'm going to reverse the curse, and I'm going to bless you. This sermon is going to bless you. It's a portion of the Bible that has blessed me and my family by practicing what I'm going to be teaching you today.
Malachi chapter 3, verses 7 through 12. Ever since the time of your ancestors, you have turned away from my decrees and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty. But you ask, how are we to return? Will a mere mortal rob God? Yet you rob me. But you ask, how are we robbing you? In tithes and offerings, you are under a curse, your whole nation, because you are robbing me. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it. I will prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vines in your fields will not drop their fruit before it is ripe, says the Lord Almighty. Then all the nations will call you blessed, for yours will be a delightful land, says the Lord Almighty.
With all the social network, all the platforms that we have today, parishioners of churches listen to different opinions about tithing, about giving to the Lord, from different speakers. Some scholars, people that have gone to school and know a lot about the Bible. But at the same time, we hear opinions of people who have no grounds at all, probably never went to school. So most of people in church get confused. I don't know if this happens in Asia, but I'm from Latin America. It happens a lot in Latin America. So all kinds of different opinions. And we have opinions from some speakers that say, hey, tithing and giving offerings to the Lord, that belongs to the Old Testament. And this is something that the Lord taught me from my very, very first steps in my relationship with the Lord, that the same way that I plant the seed and soil and it gives me a crop, well, the same way if I plant the seed in God, God will give me a blessing. If I plant a mango tree, that mango seed is gonna give me a tree. The tree is gonna give me 1,000 mangoes each year, and so many seeds that I can plant, and instead of having a mango tree, I can have a whole forest of mango trees. But Israel is kind of surprised by the Lord when the Lord tells him, hey, I want you to know that I have cursed you, and it's because you have been handling finances the wrong way. I want to tell you three things that are gonna that have happened to you because of what you did. And the first thing God says that happened to you without probably you knowing, because they come to the Lord asking, hey, what did we do wrong? And the Lord says, well, you have stolen from me. You have robbed me. And the first thing is that they were cursed. So if the people of Israel were cursed, right at the end of the Bible, I mean, the book that connects the Old with the New Testament, to me, God is sending a message to the new generation of the New Testament. Even though there are many years that went by between Malachi and Matthew, but for me, this is a message that the Lord is sending us. The second thing the Lord says that I've done because of your practices, of your wrong practices, is that I have shut the windows of heaven. That means no blessings. I don't know if you've noticed, but you know, you have no crops, you have, you know, no blessings. And that's what happens when the Lord closes or shuts down the windows of heaven for us. And, you know, a lot of people, when they come to church for the first time, they come bankrupt. And when they come to church, they learn that by giving to the Lord, you know, they can have blessings. And that's how I learned. I learned since I was very little. Number three thing that the Lord is telling Israel that has happened to them because of what they're doing, he says the devourer is on the loose. In other words, the devil is on the loose. That's why, you know, sometimes in life, everything goes wrong. I get a flat tire, I crash my car, I have issues with the bank and my home, all kinds of things. A family member gets sick. And the Lord is saying, the reason why all those things are happening is because you are stealing from me. So the Lord, when we don't give God his tithes and his and the offerings, he takes that as stealing from him. So it's very important that the Lord is saying those three things are in place right now as part of the curse. But I can remove those three things if you just come to the understanding that you can't play with me that way. So a lot of people nowadays are saying, no, that's from the Old Testament. If a practice in the Old Testament curse people, don't you think that the same practice in the New Testament will curse me? So for me, being honest with God and my finances, it will just take me financially to a different level. And that's what we have experienced in my family. In my family, we're nine, and four of us, we're pastors, and all of us, we practice this, and we're such a blessed family. We're not just pastors, but we're business people. And I see God's blessings from all directions, and I challenge you to start practicing this. If it's something you never practiced before, this is the time. It's never too late. And maybe now you're understanding the reason why things have been going wrong financially or in your health or in your family. But this is the day you can put an end to that. And I'm sure that the Lord is gonna bless you in a great manner. Isn't it a blessing to serve the Lord we serve? He's telling Israel, you correct those three things, and I will do these three things. I will lift up the curse. I will open the windows of heaven and pour blessings upon you. And three, I will rebuke the devourer. So that's it. You just stop doing things the wrong way, and I will bless you. As easy as that. if you have pay attention to this short preaching and you want to pray with me, if the Lord has spoken to you through His Word, do this prayer with me. Lord, I thank you for the opportunity of sharing this word with this large community through this network. If somebody, Lord, is praying this prayer and have come to understand that is not practicing what you want them to practice, and that's the reason why they are not being blessed, Lord, the same way that you blessed Israel after they corrected their mistake, I'm sure that you're going to bless the people that are praying this prayer as soon as they correct their mistake. Thank you, and I ask for blessings upon every person that have been exposed to this word that I have just shared. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
CGN